At the October 17th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, several citizens who were opposed to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline aired their opinions and beliefs. In part one of this meeting story, we will concentrate on those pipeline comments. Part two about this meeting will air soon and will cover the non-pipeline issues addressed at the meeting. Doug Bernier was listed on the agenda to discuss the pipeline specifically to learn where the commission stands on the pipeline and to ask the commission to write a letter to Dominion Power requesting that they correct their website, which incorrectly lists the Pocahontas County Commission as being a supporter of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. When Bernier asked the commission about this, Commission President Beard was quick to reply.
Our letter has been sent. Mr. Martin sent a letter to get our name off of it.
Commission Attorney Bob Martin further explained this.
I talked to a few people at Dominion about that and told them that when the commission sent their letter, they had been presented with three potential routes, and the commission said, I believe the way it was phrased, that they weren't supporters of the pipeline itself, but of the three, the northern route faced with the devil and the deep blue sea would be the one that they would support, and the reason was that it went through predominantly federal land. There were four individuals whose property were affected, and at all the times the commission addressed that, none of those four people ever appeared, raised any question or anything. And I said that did not constitute a outright support of your pipeline, that that was a clear misrepresentation, and the commission wanted off.
Martin said that Dominion has assured him that the commission would be removed as being a pipeline supporter on their website. Several people, including John Lazorek, Alan Johnson, and Nikki Alakakos, also talked against the pipeline, while Commissioner David McLaughlin expressed his support for it. Time simply prevents us from presenting all of these discussions in detail, so here are but a few snippets from these well-thought-out and presented opinions. Lazorek challenged Commissioner Jesse Grossclose to keep his anti-eminent domain campaign promise.
Mr. Grossclose made a campaign promise on the radio saying he was a supporter of private property. If he is, he still has a chance to honor that campaign promise. This is a project which involves use of eminent domain, so I'd like to give Mr. Grossclose a chance to honor his campaign promise and make a motion that the commission write a letter in opposition.
Commissioner Grossclose responded.
Well, John keeps hitting me about the eminent domain. No paper on this desk as of yet. I have to sign that says take your property.
After the commissioners said that since they do not support the current pipeline route, they obviously do not support the pipeline project. However, they stopped short of writing a letter in opposition to the pipeline. After Nikki Alakakos directly asked Commissioner McLaughlin if he opposed the pipeline, McLaughlin made it clear that he supports the pipeline because a pipeline is a much safer way to transport natural gas through Pocahontas County than multiple trucks hauling it. McLaughlin asked Nikki if there was a safer way than a pipeline to transport natural gas, and Nikki replied, solar, to which McLaughlin jokingly replied, quote, you can't transport natural gas by solar. Lazorek added that it would be impractical for trucks to ever do that, and McLaughlin conceded that point. Nikki went on to describe the environmental disaster the pipeline would be, while Alan Johnson talked about the environmental disaster fracking poses to the earth. Listen for part two of this commission story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.